The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We've got an early edition in the week of Crosstalk Unhinged. It was the only day that we could get all four of us in studio. And good to see you guys.
Yes, good to see you. Yeah.
A lot of great reviews. You're just okay, Waddle.
Got a little whiskey in my coffee this morning. Attaboy. Thanks to Carm.
Little Keeper's Heart.
Yeah.
Carm, you just did a podcast with Keeper's Heart, and then you did Unhinged.
Not only did we do a podcast with Brian Nation, who's their master distiller, who's a legend in the whiskey world, the Irish whiskey world, and then David Perkins, who's helped kind of launch them and collaborate them. David Perkins is the founder of High West Distillery, who sold it years ago for a handsome sum of money. Two, like, whiskey legends. Not only do we do a podcast, but we did, like, about a 5 to 10 minute video where we tasted, like, four of their different whiskeys. So we're a little lubed up this morning.
What kind of notes were you getting?
Well, so the best one, the one that you're – no, I think you went with the single malt. Yeah, you went with the single malt. Yeah, it is a 10-year. It's a 10-year Irish single malt.
Spicy?
No, not single malts aren't really spicy.
No,
single
you don't
malts
get
are more
malty.
Yes, they're bready. They're biscuity.
Biscuity.
Yes, yeah, they're very.
That's what
bready.
I was thinking. I really can't smell anything because I've got one of these November colds.
Head cold.
Head colds.
November colds.
Yeah. November rain.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's good with coffee.
It's great. Are you kidding? That's the way to do it over there.
Yeah.
Waddle, just to spike the coffee
you're
a little bit.
You're a little hammered right now.
No,
aren't you?
I'm not. Stop it. We get
a little buzz.
No, not even. But I tell you, they're 110 proof Irish. American is really good. It's really, really good. So if you see that on the shelf, the Keeper's Heart 110.
It's fucking delicious.
It's fucking outstanding.
Waddle, what can we get into? You know, Carmen's doing this, the Whiskey U. You know, we were just talking about Barstool Big Cat, who's coming on our show today. He's got his new coffee out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pizza man, but like, we should.
What can you guys get into?
Yeah, like, we shouldn't be the steak masters or something and tour the world
the
and like,
masters.
And taste steaks or something. Like, we gotta lean into something.
Maybe you guys should become the semen masters.
I don't know what that means.
Like, right into the unhinged. That is pretty good.
What does that mean, though? Like,
I don't know.
What does it entail?
Yeah, to think, be the about semen it. Yeah, yeah,
think about it.
It entails you taking big loads, Tommy. That's what it
think
entails.
Think about it. Think about it. I'm being a smartass. What do you think of? What?
No, I'm trying to.
First
I'm
thing I said
not,
today.
I'm not able to connect
up.
The dots. What
he
are you doing?
He gives me an alley-oop to the basket. I slam it through the goddamn fucking basket.
Are we selling it?
And now you're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Are we selling it?
No, he's talking about tasting stuff. Is what he did.
Yes.
That was that.
Oh, you didn't put two. You didn't put two together. I didn't know that's where you were going.
This fucking guy's trying to process it.
He just woke up.
I understand you got a concussion over there.
Yurko, not only did you slam
he's got
that
a
home?
Big picture of fucking chicken on his phone.
What do you mean he's got chicken on his phone?
It's surreal or something going on. Somebody's eating chicken. My buddy just shot a deer.
Get a fried chicken.
My buddy just shot a deer up in Michigan. There's nothing on there. Relax. My buddy just shot a deer in Michigan, so I had to congratulate him also.
But why was there chicken on your phone?
It's real. Some guy's eating chicken. What do you want me to do? I don't know what the guy's put on
his
reels.
Is that your fetish? Are you a...
I'm a chicken. I love watching people eat chicken. Yes.
You never know.
Yeah, listen.
That's it.
To each their own.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I sit outside of Popeye's and I
he
just
he sits naked and watches people eat chicken.
Exactly. I've seen you eat wings, the way you fucking pull all the meat off that bone. I've seen it.
I've become a dark meat guy, man.
Yeah.
Thighs and legs.
Well,
it's
a lot of flavor.
Wings are all right. But you know what? There's nothing on you. You work the wing and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You work the wing.
You work the wing and there's nothing there. You get a little bit frustrated.
What kind of fucking guy are you?
I'm a fucking jagoff. You guys know who I am.
You are such a dick.
He was Shaquille O'Neal when he pulled the whole basket down. He didn't just slam it home. He broke the whole fucking basket.
My very existence violates the third law. You guys know that. The third law of good karma brands here.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah. Very existence violates that third law no matter what.
But okay.
For 20 years,
I work my ass off to try to stay on the right side of that.
There's a difference between being like a funny, kind of jokey asshole and being a true asshole.
Yeah.
I don't put you in the true asshole.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. You're only one
guy. That's the nicest thing I can say about you.
He's a ball buster.
Yes.
There's no rule.
Only one guy fits there.
There's no rule against ball busting. There's just a rule against being an asshole. Yes. In fact, one of the folks who were just with, they saw the signs. Keith's three mottos are in our, what do we call that? It used to be the bull. What's that room called?
They got to rename it. Don't they have a contest to rename the room?
Our boss, Keith Williams, has his like, here are the core principles here. This is all, right? You need to be a good teammate. You need to be a communicator.
And don't show up late for a tea time.
And don't show up for a tea time. And don't be an asshole. And one of the guys was saying they had an old boss back in the day that said, I'd rather have a hole in my organization than an asshole. And I thought that was pretty funny. I said, that's pretty good.
You know, you'd rather have a whore in the organization?
A hole. Fucking dick.
I'm with you.
I'd rather have a hole.
There's the asshole again right there. Oh, there's the asshole.
I don't know where you work there, Karn, but Johnny, God bless them. Yeah.
I'd rather have a hole in my room.
The guy that you guys have worked together so long, it's just seamless.
Yeah.
And Karn, with a straight face, just dishes it to Johnny, who jumps on like a seven and a half foot rim is all he can get up for.
Well, barely.
And then he dunks it.
Seven and a half, you're asking for something.
Yeah, he can't.
My arms don't go above my head no more.
Poor guy can't raise his arms. He can't get up off the ground.
You watch me try to shoot free throws. It wasn't pretty, buddy.
What do you think your vertical leap is right now?
Maybe if I could put the
23?
If I could put a deck of cards under my feet, if I could put a deck of cards under my feet right now when I jump, it'd be a miracle.
No, you could.
Maybe a telephone book, the Chicago telephone book.
6 inches?
Yeah. No, maybe. I'm not jumping. A tear patella tendon.
Is your vertical
leap? My Achilles.
Is your vertical leap or your cock longer?
My vertical leap.
Can you outjump your cock?
Yeah, my vertical leap is barely my cock.
That's a good test for a 55-year-old.
Then I got to be able to jump 8.5 inches.
Yeah. Blue Chew, baby.
I'm measuring from the rectum. I'm measuring from the rectum.
You're measuring from your kidneys.
The underside.
You're measuring
from the rectum. That's a useless 2.5 inches.
You're measuring from your fucking...
That's where I'm measuring from.
Your kneecap or something.
To be fair, you know, I got to put it out there. That's where I'm measuring from.
You need the Blue Chew to get to the 8.5 inches, buddy. That's what you got to do.
I'm here for you.
Just remember
that. Just off the comment of semen. That's it. That's where we went right down the...
Should have just gone home right there.
Yeah. We need to have something that's just ours, Tommy.
I said we need to go around the country and taste steak. And then he says, what is it we can taste?
I didn't hear you say we can go around the country and taste.
Yeah, well, we were talking about him. Like, he is the whiskey you. He's like, look, I taste this, I taste that. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, what can we do? We need to go around. You know who we are? We're Waddle and Sylvie. We are the steak masters. We're going to cut up these steaks.
Barkhead.
You know what?
The Barkhead big stool guy.
And then he's like,
coffee guy.
I don't know. I mean, you could, I guess, but
so what is it that you guys would want to be a part of? Carm always drank bourbon, so it was easy for Carm to stay with bourbon. I always needed dick pills, so it was easy for me to take dick pills.
Big Cat has got an infatuation with coffee, so it makes sense.
So what is it you guys do?
Let's create our own line of cigarettes.
There you go. A little dangerous, but okay.
So is alcohol.
So is drinking.
So is alcohol.
Sylvie, what's your area of expertise?
Pizza. But he doesn't like pizza.
But that's already Portnoy.
I love pizza.
Portnoy always does it.
I don't fucking get naked and roll around in my bed with pizza.
It's already happened.
Portnoy sort of cornered me.
He's cornered the market on that. You're not going to get it.
Wine would be our thing. Like, well, we should come out with a Waddle and Sylvie wine.
Yeah. You should.
The problem is 3% of the audience.
You always feel...
What? What was that now?
I go narrow yourself down to 3% of your audience, those wine drinkers.
You know what the worst is?
I think there's more people drink wine these days. I think a lot of young people drink wine.
We create our own line of comfortable work pants. Like, you know, you wear whatever you're wearing.
Work pants.
Yes.
You're not a designer.
Yes, we are. What are you wearing right now?
Vuori right. joggers.
Right.
I got golf pants on right now. We mix them together.
No,
and
with shorts.
I don't like this idea.
With shorts too. Yes.
But you're not a designer. You don't know anything about that. I mean,
we're terrible pizza makers.
Yeah. You could make pizza a lot easier than you can make a pair of pants.
True. Yes, where, it is. This is a terrible idea. About
you go into the shop and you design something that you like.
What shop?
I think you guys should.
You can make pizza at home.
I think you guys should corner the market on pet rocks.
Oh, that already happened. I already did that. So, but you got to admit, like, we've all probably done this.
Something.
Where you feel like you got beat to something that you said, oh, shit. Like, well, Portnoy's pizza reviews are great.
Yes, I know.
And you're like, fuck, I could have. And you know, who else did it years ago?
Go ahead.
Here in Chicago? Sylvia will maybe remember. When Nate Silver was living here, Nate Silver basically built out, like, and this is early app days, but he basically built out. Maybe it was just on his website, but where to get the best tacos. And you're like, fuck, I should be going around the neighborhoods rating the best tacos.
Hot dogs.
Like,
you guys should be the hot dog guys in Chicago.
Oh, so the wieners now.
Abe Froman. It's hot dogs. You know what I'm talking about. Froman. People do call them wieners.
That's a good idea.
Sausage King of Chicago.
You guys could be Abe Froman. I'm telling you, I just gave it to you. I'm a bourbon guy now because of Carmen. Yeah. People come and ask me questions about bourbon.
Well, instead of
I don't know fucking anything about bourbon.
One bite, everyone knows the rule. What would we do with the sausage? What would it be?
I mean, it's something similar. You wouldn't want to steal his exact line.
No, that's what I'm
sure. I'm sure the good kids got
a thought.
Just the tip with Waddle and Sylvia.
There you go.
Take one bite.
That's right.
Instead of one bite, everybody knows the rules. It's called just the tip.
What could possibly go fucking wrong with
just
that.
The tip.
And then you put mustard on it and you lick it and you do whatever you want with it. I don't know, but you call it just the tip with Waddle and Sylvia.
Call it wiener and balls.
I like it.
Put two matzo balls at the end of it.
Just the tip and a swirl.
Just the tip and a swirl.
And then you swirl it around in your mouth and then you give it a review.
Okay, no, I think my fucking pants idea was better than that, mister.
No, I disagree.
You got a fucking wiener and balls.
I love Waddle.
I think you should with the balls, like orangini and wieners.
Waddle's like
meatballs and wieners, matzo balls.
That would
and wieners.
Be good. Wiener
and balls
with two meatballs.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
No.
I love how Waddle went to, like, why don't we design pants?
Let me slow one down.
The fucking Calvin Klein over here. What the fuck do you know about
the fucking Kardashian?
Why don't we come up with some lotion?
It's Ralph Lauren to you, but
fucking Versace over here. What the hell's
How about some beat-off lotions?
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty good.
It's better than
you're cornering the market on there. It's got to be silky smooth.
That would appeal to all of our listeners.
Time out.
Wait a minute.
Sylvie's beat-off lotion?
Who's using lotion anymore these days?
What's the thing of
nobody's
right now?
Nobody.
I don't know.
Lubriderm doesn't last too long. It really
Sylvie's
absorbs
beat-off cream.
I wouldn't put my name on it.
Why not? It's just your face.
That is brilliant,
though.
Put
your face
Sylvie's
on it.
For those who love the reverse grip, Sylvie's beat-off cream.
The cooling effects.
$2.99 for a 1 liter
whites
bucket.
Put their name on a lotion.
I don't know.
You know, dude lotion.
Do you like the cool menthol feeling tingling on your dick?
It comes to each bottle.
And don't forget about Sylvie's new product. Don't poke your junk.
Sylvie's beat off cream.
Time out. Each bottle comes
for those solo nights.
Comes with 30 minutes of your favorite Bulls highlights. And then you get a Cubs bottle that's
the 2006 Bulls highlights.
And then it's Sylvie's.
It's a Ben Gordon 3 montage.
For the 100 nights when the wife says no, Sylvie says go, go, go. What's Sylvie's go, go juice?
So Sylvie builds out an app and, like, you can aggregate what you want to watch.
Right.
Like, are you a masochist? You want to watch, like, highlights of the Bulls scoring 90 points and falling to 6-8? Like, here you go.
2016 postseason highlights.
Yeah, there you go. Sure. Yeah. Kyle Schwarber.
Joakim Noah steals the ball on Paul Pierce and the Fallon triple overtime with Doug Collins providing the analyst work with Kevin Harlan.
Okay, so here's the deal. You've got the, what is it, Sylvie's beat-off cream?
Yeah.
I'll come in with a cleanup towel. Okay, so he's got a cream, and I got a towel.
Yeah.
It comes together in a package for Christmas.
A disposable towel?
Yeah,
instead of the terrible.
You're washable. Hey. You can reuse a towel.
No.
Terrible towel.
Yeah. No, not terrible. T-Dub's terrific towel.
Yeah. With the number 87 logo on it.
Oh, wait a second.
For testosterone juice.
Yes. Yeah. It's got the 87 logo. Yeah. We're going to save the earth. We're not going to use tissues over and over.
All Bears colors.
Yeah, 87 and Bears colors.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna
for Cub and White Sox colors.
You put it in the washer.
Right.
So how many times do you use it before you throw it in the wash?
It's up to you, Carl.
Oof. Well, it depends when it starts standing by itself in the corner. You know, it's time to wash.
So this reminds me of like when we were in our early 20s.
Waddle's wash rag.
I've become so much more distinguished and refined in my older years.
Well, of course you do.
Usually beating off multiple times into a rag. Oh,
just go to a shower.
Disgusting.
Now.
I mean, I couldn't imagine.
The morning shower.
But when I was 23, you know.
Is this even too disgusting for Unhinged?
A little bit.
No, I don't think so.
Somebody?
I think Johnny set the tone
Who's the judge? Who's the judge? Really?
We are.
I've never heard anybody file a complaint.
It's what we like. It's what we have fun with.
Is anybody listening to this still?
Yeah, somebody came up to us at Moretti's and said, he goes, I swear you guys Unhinged is the best. I said, tell your friends. Tell your neighbors.
A woman? Listen, we give you a coupon for a couple extra bottles of Sylvie's Beat-Off cream.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, look, we cater to young men, 25 to 54. Everybody does it. Almost every single day.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm 55. I don't feel
you're always
I don't
looking
feel
for
young.
Something good.
I'm just
we're
outside
getting the lab. Like Big Cat
twice
spent
this
a year.
For the good kid.
Big Cat spent a year finding twice? The coffee. Oh, yeah. I'm going to spend
Alone?
A year finding the perfect lotion slash Vaseline.
No, I didn't know. Guys, I didn't know if you were getting frisky with your lady.
What are you talking about?
You're having two separate conversations.
Twice?
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Twice a day?
No, he said he tossed one
twice this morning.
Twice this morning.
Wow. I got a 5:30 a.m. session.
What was your refractory period?
Watching the weather on Channel 9 with the great Morgan Kolkmeyer.
Why aren't you talking into the mic?
Oh, by yourself? Are you doing it?
Well, that's what I asked.
I was myself. When else would I do it?
I thought you may have been having a sex session.
Boy, that's incredible. You're like 55.
And then once in the shower, in a deep lunge, like I like it. You guys know that.
In a deep lunge.
With the handle, the shower handle.
Your eyes look like they're a little heavy right now?
Caressing my undercarriage.
Don't his eyes look a little heavy right now? Are you a little, did you exhaust yourself a little?
No, I'm
little
fine.
Dehydrated?
What's the time off that you need between?
Your refractory period.
15 minutes. I can go right back at it.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Boy, with like, or without, without the lotion.
But the time difference this morning was 3 hours.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive.
Plenty of time to reload.
But properly motivated, you know, you never know. You surprise yourself.
What did Barstool? So he went and
he got coffee.
Where's he getting it from? Ecuador?
Not sure. We'll ask him today.
Columbia. He's the guy with the donkey now. He's going through the hills.
Like, what was his name back
you remember
when
that
we were
guy.
Kids? What was his name? Remember the commercials?
Yes. He's got the burrow.
Was it for Folgers Crystals or something?
No, it was something else.
Colombian Supreme or something.
Colombian Supreme Coffee, and his name was Juan Pablo.
Juan Valdez.
That's right, Juan.
There we go. Juan Pablo Montoya.
I think it was like Colombian Supreme. Remember they say, this is Juan Valdez.
Yeah.
He goes to
the brand. Himself. I don't know. He's going to find
hold
it.
Hold
right
on.
Now.
I'm going to find it.
How the hell am I supposed to know?
Don't you remember some of the coffee our parents used to drink?
Folgers.
Yeah.
Remember?
Senka.
Senka. You used
remember
to
Senka?
You put a hot cup
instant.
Of water.
Instant.
8 o'clock coffee. We used to crush the beans, though. We didn't play around.
Look at you.
We were bean crushers. And then the machine came where you can
100%
crush beans.
Colombian coffee.
And then we make Turkish coffee anyway. Our coffee is
I think it was just for Colombian.
No
wasn't that it?
It might have been for the Colombian farmers in general. Yeah. Like that
Colombian
supplied
coffee. 100% Colombian coffee.
So like he was the spokesman, Juan Valdez.
Kind of like when Joe Montana was representing
avocados
from Mexico.
What are you doing with avocados, Joe?
Man, Joe, what are you doing with avocados these days?
I'm shoving them up my ass, Tommy. That's what I'm doing.
And then there was Alex Gente.
We got Joe Montana. Hey, not what was it like to throw to Jerry Rice? Hey, tell us about Dwight Clark. Yeah. Hey, you know,
Super
what was
Bowl.
It like to play for
Super
Bill
Bowl
Walsh
show.
And what about that offensive mind? Yeah. Hey, Joe, what are you doing with avocados these days?
You know, it's
one
special,
of my all-time favorites.
The special broadcasting school I went to, you get rid of the, you know, first question, let him, whatever he's pitching, get it out of the way
really?
So then we can dive into the deep stuff.
We always save it for the end.
No.
He was pitching Skechers that day, by the way.
And Joe's like, I don't know what I'm doing with avocados. Do you guys remember El Exigente? That was the other one from Saverin Brothers Coffee, remember? El Exigente says, it was Ricardo Montalban's brother in the commercial. You don't remember that commercial?
I never saw that.
El Exigente.
No, I don't. The Super Bowl, we used to get great interviews, though. Hugh Jackman and Sugar Ray Leonard sitting right next to each other.
Did you guys also
that
have
was great.
Sandler?
Was it
twice?
Sandler?
The movie was Real Steel.
Twice we had Sandler.
Oh, that was a shitty movie, wasn't it?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was kind of a strange concept. All future boxers are machines, and then just being trained.
That's what it was.
Well,
future boxers and machines?
Have you seen Boston Electronics and some of the crap they're producing? You don't know. You got to take a look.
I'm serious
you guys
about
don't.
This.
You guys don't. attention to the world. That's all I'm saying.
No, about robots. I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of freaking things. Yeah. So we talk about maybe where the robot could barely move.
Oh, yeah.
They got robots doing fucking back handsprings now. Look like fucking Olga Corbin on a balance beam.
Yeah, it's happening.
We talk about this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
This is Terminator.
Terminator is going to end up being very prophetic.
It is. In trouble.
It is. Like, yeah. AI is going to be the
There's a handful of idiots in the world, that's for sure.
They're going to, that's going to be our downfall, AI. Not nuclear war.
No, AI will be.
Or they may launch the nuclear war, AI against us.
No, it won't be like that. It'll be, but it will ultimately be our downfall. There's plenty of literature on that at this point. From very smart people, not like alarmists, but from scientists, from philosophers and scientists. Read Nick Bostrom stuff.
How far away are we from that?
Philosophers. 100 years.
From what?
From AI taking over?
100 years? Maybe. No way. Not at the pace of technology. Yeah, not at the rate. Much sooner than that.
Read Nick Bostrom's stuff. It's scary.
Listen, when did you first... I mean, Nick seriously, Bockley think Bockley. About like the advancement in technology on any number of fronts.
Well, I still think...
I still blame the Transformers. Bastards should never
come down.
More
than meets the eye.
Yeah. Should never come down to Earth. That's where they found all the technology. Those bastards.
Fucking Transformers.
I still can't believe you're
fucking
beating
Optimus
off
Prime.
To the weather.
Megatron.
Yeah, who beats off to the weather, especially when it's snowing? It'd be different if it was sunny and 70. Like, there's 3 inches of snow. Did the 3 inches, like, remind you of something?
Getting his VHS like, out, popping a tape of fucking Jerry Taft.
I got to jerk off to the weather.
Like, it's going to be 75 and sunny tomorrow.
How about if it's, it's going to be 80 and sunny? Like, okay, I'll fucking rub one out.
The motivating factor is the cold front moving in.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who's beating off to the weather?
I mean, geez.
I don't understand.
He said there was somebody.
The way this fucking guy talks about the weather, I'm not shocked. Oh, there's a Yankee Clipper. There's a
Saskatchewan Screamer.
Saskatchewan Screamer.
Manitoba Mauler.
It is real.
Manitoba Mauler.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you making these up? And then Tracy Butler says, no, they're real. Those are the meteorological terms. These
what do you
high pressure
a lot of weather in my life
from the Arctic. I think he's got a belt around his fucking neck, and he's pulling it tight, and he's talking about the Manitoba Mauler. And
he goes to Tommy Little weather. Johnny.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa.
I mean, what the fuck? I'm jerking off to the weather in Miami, not the fucking weather here. Like 85 in Miami today. We got fucking 3 inches of snow on the ground.
You're a lunatic.
I'm a lunatic.
St. Rita plays Mount Carmel this week.
St. Rita plays Mount Carmel.
St. Rita gets Mount Carmel
this
week.
He's hard for it.
Yeah. At St. Rita, so big one Saturday at 4:00.
So does the winner go to state?
I'm just throwing it out. I think so. Yeah.
Winner goes to state. Are you going, or are you just saying it's
right? Because the championship would be
next
Saturday, and Sunday of next week, or Friday.
Yeah, probably semis this weekend.
You going
after Thanksgiving? I might go to the game. It's 4:00 contest at St. Rita.
Okay. Rita Carmel, you said it is your
Rita Mount Carmel.
Big game.
It's a big one.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
Wait, who's the kid that was the running
Catholic League
that? He coaches, doesn't he coach Mount Carmel now?
Jordan Lynch.
Jordan Lynch, yeah.
Jordan Lynch coaches Mount Carmel.
Quarterback. Yeah. Yeah, the quarterback from Northern Illinois.
I think the Bears should go give Jordan Lynch try a quarterback. I watched him in Northern. I'm a grad, 05 grad of Northern Illinois. Jordan Lynch can do it all. He can run the ball.
Jordan Lynch.
Didn't he sign
he could
here?
Throw he did. The ball. He was in a training
camp. He's on the practice squad. They should elevate him. Yeah. He could do a lot worse than Jordan Lynch, guys.
He could do a lot worse than Jordan Lynch. Maybe not. God love him, though.
Yes.
Good story.
We wish him well.
Great story, guys. Really good story.
What else are you hard for? I'm hard for the World Cup. It starts this weekend, right, Yurka? Sunday, the first game?
Saturday.
You guys want to do a pool? Why don't we do a draw or something?
For what?
Yurka, why don't you organize?
You guys always do a golf draw.
We do a World Cup draw.
Well, who's doing it?
We did one. Meller's the guy that's in charge.
Oh, Meller's doing it?
He'll never get paid.
Steal your money.
That'll never get done.
I got paid last year.
Was he
4 years ago?
Is he doing it this
time? When I had Croatia and England and just walked all over you people.
Is he doing it this time?
What the hell you guys are doing when it comes to soccer? Bunch of morons. All
right. On that note, I'm hard for the start of the World Cup. What are you hard for, Tommy? Or Sylvie? Or anybody?
I told Waddle this yesterday. I'm going to my buddy's house, who's a Packer fan, on Thursday to watch Thursday football. You won't be surprised, Yurk. We're smoking some meat. And we're going to be drinking. So I'm going to watch Packers football in the home of a Packer fan for Packers and Titans.
Will you be wearing your Packers stuff?
No, I will not. John took me to the Bears-Packers game at Lambeau. He is from Green Bay originally. He was a big Yurko fan, by the way. John lives in Deerfield now. He grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Lives in Deerfield now. Good friend of ours, and I'm going to his house to watch the game.
Great. So, rub it in. Hope they lose.
Yes.
The Titans. The fucking Tennessee Titans.
I like that team. I mean, he does a lot with not a lot.
It's amazing.
He's a good coach.
It's amazing.
Vrabel's a really good coach.
Tannehill's completion percentage above expectation was 16% below expectation last week. Which, to put into context how bad that is, everybody, it's almost impossible to be 16% worse than expectation, and they won the game. I don't know how they do it. I honestly,
can I introduce you to Mitch Trubisky?
Tannehill was even worse.
Come on.
16% is such an outlier. Like, if you looked at it on the plot from week 10 of all the quarterbacks, you'd see Ryan Tannehill almost off the fucking screen. That's how bad that is. And they won. Vrabel is a marvel at how he gets them. They're injured. They were without two of their best defensive players. In fairness, Tannehill's hurt too. I mean, I don't think he's very good, but he's also hurt right now. They know they've got to play him because Malik Willis can't play. So they're playing their quarterback hurt. They have one offensive weapon to worry about. One. They have two of their best defensive players out, and they win. And they cover, you know, the week before they covered, and they were somehow in a close game against. They were never outside the number, I don't think, against the
Chiefs.
Tells
them we're going to go, let's go to Kansas City and pick a fight.
I mean, that's what he does. Yeah. He is a complete marvel. You're right, Sylvia. I don't know how he squeezes what he squeezes out of that team, but it's incredible.
Every year.
Absolutely incredible.
Waddle, did you give us one?
No.
Well, Yurko's hard for the weather.
Yeah, Vikings-Cowboys
I'm hard
is a good
for
one.
The high school game.
Vikings-Cowboys is good.
It will be good. How about Raiders-Broncos, two teams who are huge. Two of the biggest disappointments...
Easily.
Remember that division?
Yeah.
It was the division of death.
Yeah.
And here it is.
Not so
one
much.
One good team. And it's the Chiefs. It's Andy Reid and the Chiefs and Mahomes and
yep.
And it's
one good
them
team.
And really nobody else.
If Chargers get a little healthy, it might be, but their coach might sink them too, and their offensive coordinator. That's a bad combo.
And they play Sunday Night Football.
They do.
Pretty shitty week for college football too, isn't it? All I see right now is like a Michigan and Illinois.
Ugh, how about Illinois? Two fucking home games. They lost them both where they could have, right? They could have clinched.
Yeah.
Going
Purdue
to the Big Ten title game, right?
Yeah, the Purdue loss really hurts.
Purdue made them bowl eligible, so Purdue's happy.
Do we have USC, UCLA this weekend?
Yes, UCLA, UCLA.
Okay, that's
UCLA, USC.
Do you remember back when, maybe not, I mean, when I was in high school and then in college, that was the biggest game.
Well, I mean, that's Troy Aikman
every
was
weekend.
Playing there. He transferred from Oklahoma.
Like, you remember, it was Keith Jackson and Bob Greasy, probably,
Rodney
UCLA
Pete.
Got upset last week, so it takes a little bluster out of it. It's still good, though. I mean, it's still a good matchup.
It takes me back in time to move, you know, being younger.
Kelly's had a good year there. Last week hurt them badly. That's a bad loss. But
I'm also hard for Duke against Kansas tonight.
That's tonight.
John Shire's
that
first
9:30?
Got it right here. It is 8:30.
How does
it
work?
It's an Indy.
Does he have a thing in his ear and Coach K's yelling at him?
Or stop
it. How does it work? How's it going to happen?
He's got a buzzer inside his
he's just going to shock
pullover.
Him.
He borrowed Altuve's buzzer.
Yes. He's got a fucking clamp around his balls, and he'll shock him if Shire makes a bad
number seven against number six in Indy. It's his first big game as head coach.
Shut up.
Yes, it is.
Fuck off.
It's like another side.
He's too fucking idiot.
Side conversation.
Shut
going
up,
over here.
Carmen.
He's watching chicken videos again.
No, there you go,
Yurko. BlueChew.com.
That's barbecue.
We found out that Yurko has a chicken fetish today. What else did we find out?
He wants to get naked and watch people eat chicken.
And he beats off to the weather.
Who doesn't?
And I'm going to market my beat-off cream.
Sounds beautiful. BlueChew.com. Get a free month supply free. Use the code unhinged at checkout. BlueChew.com.
We should do that with BlueChew, like with the free month of BlueChew.
I would agree.
You get a side of
Sylvie's
speed
pickle sauce.
Cream.
You've heard of Grandma's secret shoe cleaner? This is Sylvie's secret beat-off cream. Yeah. It's about the same
Sylvie's
thing.
Sylvie's pickle sauce.
And you get a little travel size, too, for when you go on the road. You know, less than
5 ounces.
Less than 3 ounces.
3 ounces, yeah. 50, yeah. Especially if you're not pre
Do you get a special cream if you're going stranger?
I don't know. Like, yes. It numbs your hands.
It feels different. Yes.
I think you get a numbing cream.
Yes. Numbing cream. Yeah. It's got lidocaine in it.
I'm telling you.
There's lidocaine cream.
Fuck the pizza business.
You won't feel your dick or your hand.
Fuck the steak business. Like,
I can't feel my hand or my dick.
The complimentary business to that is the gloves that, like, put calluses on where, you know, on your fingers. That way it feels a little rougher for those who like it rougher.
Pretty good. And like, how about like some of the scents? Like, you're in a gentleman's club, like, you could have some of the perfume scents.
Yeah, and you call them, like, you know, I'll name them after the dancers. It's a good idea.
Can you get like glitter inside you know, mixed into you?
Yes. Just don't get any in the meatus. Don't
like the time I was making out with a girl and she said, kiss me where it stinks, and I drove her to Gary.
Funny guy. And on that note, we'll see you next week for a Thanksgiving episode. How fun is that going to be for the whole family? A Thanksgiving episode of Unhinged. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?